And as you grow through your life, you're always learning. Because if you're not learning, you're dying. And I don't care if you're in school or out of school or not planning to go to school. A lot of my guys who work for me never went to school. And I don't care if they did or not. As long as they continually learn and try to perfect their craft, that's what's going to make you successful. You want to get up that mountaintop of success, you got to continually learn. And I'll tell you what, learning, why does it always have to hurt so much and cost me so much flipping money? Because it sure does. It hurts bad. And when you lose money, that hurts even worse.
Welcome to the Small Business Safari, where I help guide you to avoid those traps, pitfalls, and dangers that lurk when navigating the wild world of small business ownership. I'll share those gold nuggets of information and invite guests to help accelerate your ascent up that mountaintop of success. It's a jungle out there, and I want to help you traverse to the levels of owning your own business that can get you bogged down and distract you from achieving your own personal and professional goals. So strap in, adventure team, and let's take a ride through the safari and get you to the mountaintop.
Hey, adventure team, it's Chris again, and it's Friday. And Friday says, I got time for a little bit of mini, and a little bit of mini me, and a little bit of mini you. And in the studio today, I got Michael Dees, our behind-the-scenes producer, who's helping us get this podcast out to you. Say hi to everybody, Michael.
Hello, everyone. I'm ready for some gold nuggets.
All right. We're going to poop some gold nuggets today. This week's episode, we brought Mike Claudio on. Mike is a very passionate individual who brings his own authentic style to home services. He helps other contractors achieve their goals and their successes. And he keeps it real. He keeps it authentic. And yeah, he drops a couple F-bombs. He pooped some gold nuggets for us at the same time. One of the big gold nuggets that we got out of that was it's a mindset change you got to have. You got to have that discipline to be able to run your business and run your life with a good plan. What we didn't talk about specifically with him, but he talked about his five-year plan. We didn't talk about Traction or EOS, which is a system that I use in my own company to help me lay out my 10, 3, and 1-year goals. So he talked about his 5-year plan. He put it together with his wife, rocked it out, put everything together, and he is running to that plan. He is putting himself in better shape, better position mentally, and he helps achieve that with his wife and with the help of his support team that he uses around him. Mike brought a lot of good poop and gold nuggets for us as he was talking about what he sees with contractors and where they want to go. And you can't just grow for growth's sake. If you're going to scale your business, if you think you're going to grow and you want to be a $10 million business, you got to ask yourself why. And the question on why is maybe you want to bring in more money. Maybe you don't. What you need to understand is as a guy right now in my position running just under a $5 million business, I do want to run a $10 million business, but I also know what it takes because I came from corporate America where I was in a multi-billion dollar business and working in the Fortune 5 companies and doing everything I was doing, Fortune 500, that is. So I do want to grow. I do, but I also know what that's going to mean, and that's going to mean some sacrifices. One of the things we asked Mike Claudio how he got to where he was at, and he said, you know, I went to college and I dropped out, and then I went through the school of hard knocks. I don't care how you get where you got to go. You have to take each opportunity as a learning exercise. And as you grow through your life, you're always learning. Because if you're not learning, you're dying. And I don't care if you're in school or out of school or not planning to go to school. A lot of my guys who work for me never went to school. And I don't care if they did or not. As long as they continually learn and try to perfect their craft, that's what's going to make you successful. You want to get up that mountaintop of success, you got to continually learn. And I'll tell you what, learning, why does it always have to hurt so much and cost me so much flipping money? Because it sure does. It hurts bad. And when you lose money, that hurts even worse. And when you have a bad project or a project goes the wrong way, or you invest in this one thing and it just doesn't turn out the right way, it sucks. And then I hear that story. Well, you know what, Chris, sometimes the bear eats you and sometimes you eat it. Well, I'm sick of the bear eating me and I can't keep going up there, but you always got to keep learning. And in that mindset change that Mike talked about, you have to have that mindset of saying, I'm going to attack each day as a problem to be solved. I'm going to attack each day to go learn something so I can get better tomorrow and just every day get a little bit better. Reminds me of a great quote that came from a football coach is, we just need to get a little bit better every day. You don't have to get great every single day. You just got to get a little bit better every day. And you do that through learning. So What do we take away from this one? I think it's good. You're going to hear a lot of passion. I think it's awesome that he got to come in and talk with us because I've been following him. He does a great job on his social media and getting his word out and serving his customers the way he wants to serve them with one-on-one coaching. And don't forget, I'm out here too. I'm trying to help you get as high as you can up to that mountaintop of success. Don't forget to go out there and grab a copy of my book. Keep listening to this podcast. Go out there, man. How about a little follow, a little rate, and give me a review. Tell me how I'm doing. And if you like what I'm talking about, or you want to hear some other topics, go ahead and hit me up either on Instagram, Chris Lalamia, or you can hit me up with my email, Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at thetrustedtoolbox.com. That's Chris at thetrustedtoolbox.com. Now go out there and sell something and get up that mountaintop of success. Woo!
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Small Business Safari. Don't forget to go out and rate, review, and follow me. And if you like this episode, go out and check out my other episodes or check out my Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn for other great content. And remember, your positive attitude will help you achieve your higher altitude in the wild world of small business ownership. Until next time, make it a great day, Adventure Team.